The BBC presents My Music. A musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the team.
Once again, My Music takes the stand with four expert witnesses: Frank Muir and David Franklin, Dennis Norden and Ian Wallace. I am the judge, and I have in front of me a jury known as the audience to ensure that my mercy is occasionally tempered with justice.
You know, keep it in
Marshall, inspiring music to begin with. A mark for the title and another mark for the name of the composer, David Franklin.
Well, I'm very grateful for your observations. You were kind enough to tell me that this was martial music, as this is the entry of the Queen of Sheba. May I ask, my lad, who she was going to fight?
Marshall sounding music. You have a mark there. You know what it comes from and who it's by.
Well, it's the entry of the Queen of Sheba, yes. From by Handel.
Yes, from Solomon. Absolutely right for two marks. Marshall sounding music, and indeed martial music for Dennis Norden.
This brings back to me is summer holidays spent at Brighton, around the bandstand, and somebody saying, "I think there's a bit of sun coming up over Rottingdean." It's one of those which one grew up with this tune and has never bothered to inquire what it's called. I'm terribly sorry, Steve, I don't know.
It's from a musical.
It's from a musical.
Yes, I must tell you then, March of the Toys, from Babes in Toyland, by the father of the American musical, as he's been called.
Rombo?
No.
Frimmel?
Further back. Victor Herbert. Can't give you any marks there. Ian Wallace, your turn.
The faintest idea. But I think I would have a guess, a wild guess, and say in a monastery garden by Cattelby.
No, but
to show I knew the name of something.
No. A composer of greater repute, really, than that. Shall I give you the title and you give me the composer?
Well, why not?
Salut d'amour.
Martial music, you understand? Yeah. The composer.
Now give me the composer.
Elgar. Ah. And whatever happened to our martial music, I really don't know.
Well, Elgar was born in March.
We're back with the martial music for Frank Muir.
See it.
They're going through agonies, those two.
Yes.
I know it's film music. Yes, it's film music.
It's
for you.
Shape of Things to Come, Sir Arthur Bliss.
Yes, Sir Arthur Bliss. March from Things to Come. General musical knowledge. David, what would you do if you saw the letters DC on a piece of music?
I saw the letters what?
DC.
DC.
On a piece of music. What would you do?
I'd go back to some other point and repeat part of it?
Choose a point you might go back to.
Oh, well, I'd go back to the double bar.
No, choose another point.
That's easy.
Choose another point.
Oh, I'd go up to the top.
Yes, go back to the beginning. All right. You've won your way through to that one. Those letters DC stand for the words da capo, from the head, meaning go back to the start again. All right, 2 marks. Dennis, if I gave you a bladder and string and asked you to perform, what would you do?
I presume that I would have to do something musical with it.
Exactly.
I think I would hit Ian with it till I made him sing.
Right. Have you ever performed
bladder to
bladder and string? Ian Wallace accompanied by bladder and string. Yes. It sounds like a firm of solicitors.
Yes.
Or a state agent.
Or fiddle player doubling bladder and string.
Well, you're... How funny you should say that. Yes.
This seems to me to be something where you would hold the string out very taut and play it with a bow. With a bladder between your knees. Yeah. Yeah. You're never going to believe this. Yeah. Or else you take the string and go, boom! And let it hit the bladder at different... Boom! Boom! You can imagine it. You're playing that piece that goes la da 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 pum 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 pum.
I mean, with a string and what was a bladder?
Yes.
Yes, I was just a thought generous with David. I'll be just a thought generous with you. You're quite right for 2 marks. You would fix the bladder onto a pole, stretch the string over it, finger with the left hand and bow with the right. You'd make, in fact, a kind of primitive...
But I did say I would play it with
yes,
the bow.
Yes, kind of primitive double bass. Yes. You've got 2 marks.
Thank you.
Ian's turn. Ian, on the subject of opera, what is a soap opera and why is it so called?
A soap opera is usually an opera without any music at all. And it lasts either quarter of an hour or half an hour, according to how much the sponsors can afford to pay. Called, really, because in America it was done as an episodic serial each day to advertise soap.
Yes, 2 marks. A radio or TV serial story of a sentimental nature, originally American, sponsored by soap manufacturers, it says here. 2 marks. Frank, a two-part question for you. What does a trombonist do with his left hand... And from which medieval instrument did it develop?
I'll take the first question first.
Right.
With his right hand, he slithers backwards and forwards, doesn't he?
That's correct, yes.
And with his left hand, he opens his first and second fingers in a sort of horizontal derogatory gesture, thereby pressing the instrument to his lips. Because if his lips go away from the instrument... No noise, but a raspberry emerges. So, in other words, he, in fact, holds the instrument to his lips with his left hand.
That's right, with forefinger curled over the mouthpiece. That's 1 mark. Now, from which medieval instrument did the trombone develop?
Well, you get a bladder and a...
A what?
How do you know that?
But just happened to know this.
My friend says sackbut.
Sackbut is right for your other mark.
There you are, you see.
Can we very briefly know what a sackbut is?
It's a medieval trombone.
Back in your mind, gentlemen, to the early films, early musicals. At any rate, earlier than what passes for a film musical these days. David, a short, simple question with, let us fervently hope, a short, simple answer. Who sang Rio Rita?
Ben Lyon.
I was going to say Baby Daniels.
Yes, a lovely answer, that, for 2 marks. Thank you. Dennis Norden, what did Adam tell his 6 brothers to do, and what gave him the basic idea?
Well, it's 7 brides for 7 brothers, mm-hmm. And he told them to go and grab themselves some women from a town nearby, mm-hmm. And what gave him the basic idea was what he described as the Sabine women.
Yes.
But were actually the Sabine women.
Yes. Reading Plutarch's Lives is supposed to be what gave him the idea in the film.
Yeah.
Anyway, you've got 2 marks. Good. Ian, who told the girls to keep young and beautiful, and in which film?
Roman Scandals.
Roman Scandals is the film.
Yes, and the singer.
me trying to look as if I thought of it myself. And that marvellous descriptive gesture makes me realise it must be Mr. Eddie Cantor.
Yes, that's right. Roman Scandals, Eddie Cantor, 2 marks. Frank, if I had a talking picture of Yoo-hoo, who wanted a talking picture of Hoo-hoo and in which film?
I had a talking picture. Keep your sunny side up,
yes.
High the sky that gets blue.
That's the
this
film.
Is my era. Janet Gaynor, Charles Farrell.
Yes, that's yes. Right. That's right, for 2 marks. Do you, for interest, know the year in which that film was?
I would say about 1931.
No, a bit before that, 1929. Anyway, you've got your marks. Now for some music that paints a picture or tells a story. Can you describe, please, for 2 marks, the scene you see when you hear these bits of music? David.
Jolly, jolly good show, chaps. Jolly good turnout. Stirrup cups, tally-ho, and away there she blows.
Blows? Got a bit nautical at the end.
Moby Dick and other well-known hunting stories. Well, yes, yes.
Hunting,
isn't it? Yes.
Hunting.
Yes, they're quite right, for 2 marks. It's the composer called it Hunt in the Black Forest. Dennis.
Yes, I bought back a cigarette box that played like that. From, they sell them on the beach in Italy. It's kind of 18th century figurine of a lady saying something like, "Lawks, Lord Worthington, how you do run on. And, will you have my postillion brought round to the front?"
And struck by lightning.
Yes. In an 18th century fish shop.
Very nice too, yes. 2 marks. It's called, by it's very worthy composer of the Adolf. It was called A Musical Snuff Box. Oh. Very good. Ian, bring your towering intellect to bear on this.
Oh, this must be one of those delightful scenes that everybody hopes they can arrange on the continental holiday where they manage to organise that the chap comes along with this beautiful old-fashioned horse carriage and takes them through the Vienna woods, clip-clopping and the sun shining. Ride in a carriage through the woods.
I make it a point to give everybody 2 marks in this round, but so you've got 2 marks, but you missed a very major element in that. That's, I wonder if the audience heard. Clocks, yes, it was called In a Clock Store.
Oh.
And you missed all the tick-tockery of that. Frank Muir, here's your music.
Extraordinary tune, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is never. Nobody ever buys a record of this or listens to it. Its only use is to be danced at.
Yes.
By a chap in a beret and a fisherman's shirt and a girl in fish net stockings with a split up to her armpit. And they dance in front of extras pretending to drink at a cafe table.
Yes,
and he slings her about and she hits him with a tin tray. Which incidentally doesn't hurt. Anybody can do that. There's no trick. And she eventually, he treats her rather vilely in the dance. Yeah. And eventually she exits with him over her shoulder. It's called the Apache dance.
It really is. Yes, Apache. 2 marks. 2 marks.
Yeah. Imagine the announcement being put out with BBC tomorrow. We've had complaints from listeners that children have taken to hitting their parents with tin trays. Having been assured by Frank Muir that it doesn't.
Kiddies, it's got to be a real tin tray. Don't do it with the oak one or the glass one.
Well, 2 marks anyway. The idea of performers having signature tunes is generally thought to have been started by the late Albert Whelan, music hall star, who used to come on whistling a tune called Lustige Brüder, Jolly Brothers. As Frank so ably demonstrates. Yes. Well, now, of course, singers, comedians, bands, and even football teams have their theme songs or signature tunes. This programme has one, come to think of it. Two marks if you can name the signature tune of David, Edith Piaf.
Who?
Edith or Edith Piaf. Yeah. The signature tune, please.
It's an Indonesian dish.
What do you say? Poor people of Paris. Can you my fun or say ba? You my fun, you ba.
Yes, that was the signature.
What was it called, David?
What was it called?
It's La Viande Rose, which means red meat.
La Viande Rose, you got it anyway, eventually, with the aid of your mate, David. Two marks there. Dennis, what was Tommy Dorsey's signature tune?
Now you're not only my area, but my era. He was known as the Sentimental Gentleman of Swing, because his signature tune was I'm Getting Sentimental Over You.
Yes, for two marks. Ian, your era too, perhaps. Cab Calloway's signature tune.
Maybe my era, but not my area.
Minnie the Moocher.
But I often have to acknowledge this wonderful information service, which has come across with an unexpected title, not the sort of title that turns up in the operatic part of my life. I've never heard of an aria, for example, called Minnie the Moocher. They call me Minnie.
They call me Minnie the Moocher. Yes. Minnie the Moocher for two marks. Frank Muir, if you haven't seen them in person, you must have seen them many times on TV. The signature tune, please, of the Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, thank you. It's not... Oh, yes, wait a minute. It's, Only a rose. Warm?
No, as cold as can be. They always come on to the same tune, and they do a warm-up.
Yeah, it's always the same record.
Yes, of course.
The whistling one.
Dennis is whistling it for you. Whistle it, Dennis.
See, I can whistle.
Yes.
He's a great little siffler, my mate.
Sour Georgia Brown.
One mark out of two because you had help from the other side over there.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Sweet Georgia Brown, the record they use is by Bones, Brother Bones and his brothers. Well, those were signature tunes now for theme music, main title music, as they call it, from well-known films. One mark for the title of the film, another two marks for naming two stars from the film. David.
And the river itself.
Yes, the river itself.
You get an extra mark for that.
Yes, I've got four marks coming up here.
Out of three.
The bridge over... Well, it's a big moment for me. I actually recognise something from a film. Bridge over the River Kwai.
Bridge on the River Kwai, yes. One mark.
That's one last
on
stuff.
The River Kwai.
And eventually the bridge under the river.
The last 100 feet.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. The bridge on the River Kwai. You're very pedantic tonight, Mr. Race.
One needs to be. With
stars. Will you take Alec Guinness and William Holden?
Yes, love
it. And the music was by Malcolm Arnold.
Well, yes, but not that tune.
Well, no, that's an arrangement by Malcolm Arnold of a very old folk song.
With traditional words.
Don't go any further, because you're getting more incorrect as you go on. March by Kenneth Alford. Anyway, you've got your marks there, Sir Alec Guinness, William Holden, Bridge on the River Kwai. One, two, three marks. Dennis, your film.
Wasn't this the opening music of Tom Jones?
You're right. Good for you. Yeah. I never thought you'd get it.
Because they only played that in that sort of speeded up silent.
That's right. Wasn't it? Good for you. Yeah. Two stars, please, from the film.
Oh, what's his name? Yeah, Albert Finney and Hugh Griffiths and Joan Greenwood and Susanna York.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, yes. They'll do nicely for three marks. Ian, your turn. We'll be right back.
This is an American in Paris.
Yes, one mark.
With Jean Kelly.
Yes, another mark.
And Leslie Caron.
Another mark, thank you. Three. Yes, three marks. Film for Frank.
It's a Tom and Jerry cartoon. Clue, please.
Oh, clue? Oh, I don't give clues in this round.
Oh, well.
Well, I'll give you a clue. Yes, one of the stars in the film was named after a cup of coffee.
No, shoot me.
No, well, the name I had in mind was Cappuccino. Like cappuccino, but...
Oh, that's a good clue, though. Thank you.
Next week, ask that as a question.
Also, Claudia Cardinale, also... David Niven and Peter Sellers.
The Pink Panther.
Yes, but I can't give you that, can I?
Well, I never saw it. How would you expect me to know the thing when I never saw it?
You don't need the marks anyway. Well, Pink Panther was right, and Peter Sellers and David Niven were the main stars. It's often said that singing keeps you cheerful. Not the kind of singing we hear now, perhaps. Graham Daly plays the beginning of a song. Our contestants continue with one mark for the tune, another for the words, and a third mark for carrying on where he leaves off, instead of going back to the start, which is easier. These are all wartime songs. So, David, come out fighting.
Take me, da-da-da, take me anywhere. Liverpool, Leeds or Manchester, well, I don't care. Oh, I should like to see my best girl. Something or other again, we soon should be... Highty diddly itey, hurry me back to Blighty. Blighty is the place for me.
Three marks. Thank you. Still a wartime song, Dennis.
Mademoiselle from Armentiers. Mademoiselle from Armentiers hasn't been kissed for 40. I was going to say that. Sorry. For 40 years. Inky dinky parlez-vous. Very simple.
It's not really my war, yeah.
Never mind, you're absolutely right. We all know, of course, you're right. Three marks for Dennis. Ian Wallace.
It's a long way to Tipperary, to the sweetest girl I know. Goodbye, Piccadilly, farewell, Leicester Square. It's a long, long way to Tipperary, but my heart's right there.
Yes, yes, for three marks. And a song, wartime song, for Frank.
I make it clear it wasn't my war. Something tells me I must leave you to the front to fight the foe. Fleas are coming up the garden, and I can no longer stay. Cark, I hear the bugle call. Goodbye, Johnny Ray.
And there, I'm afraid, this week's My Music ends with a victory by one mark for Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton.
Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norton and Ian Wallace. Graham Daly was at the keyboard and the chairman was Steve Race. Questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason, and the program was produced in London by Tony Schreier.